弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考当我思量十字架。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I'd like to testify the topic of when I survey the wondrous cross。
我们大家翻开诗篇二十二篇。
Let's turn to a book of Psalms, chapter 22。
诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22。
这是一篇预言耶稣基督受苦的诗篇。
This is a psalm that prophesies that Lord Jesus will be suffering on the cross.
在整个诗篇里面，如果以被新约圣经引用的内容最多次的，应该就是第二十二篇。
And within the book of Psalms, chapter 22 would be the most reference of a chapter in the New Testament.
在四福音书里面都引用诗篇二十二篇的内容来印证耶稣基督的受苦。
And four Gospels, they each book all use chapter 22 to reference how Jesus suffered.
这篇诗篇是大卫在受苦的时候所写的。
And this psalm is written while David was in suffering.
大卫他在诗篇第一节里面针对他自己在逃亡的过程里受的苦，他写了很多诗篇。
And within the book of Psalms, David himself wrote many songs about him suffering.
那他当时候只是在表达他对神的感受。
And during that time, he was only expressing his own feeling.
因为他自己知道他的受苦并不是因为他犯罪，他有错误，所以王要追杀他。
He knew his suffering is not due to his own sins, and therefore the kings were going after his life.
他当时也不知道，其实很奇怪，为什么这个王一直想要他的命
？And he felt weird that why would this king trying to kill him?
但是同时他又非常尊重这位受膏者，他多次有机会能够报复这个王，可是他都不敢这样做。
And yet, at the same time, he knew that this king was the anointed one. Even though he had a couple opportunities to end his life, yet he did not do so.
他曾经经历了好像神不理他、神掩面不顾他的那个困境。
He had faced the situations where God would turn away from him.
他也经历了。好像他周围的人都像狮子、老虎一般的要吞吃他一般。
He also experienced all the people around him were like a roaring lion trying to devour him.
他觉得他快要撑不下去了。
He felt that he was not able to withstand anymore.
这个时候，他一直在跟神求、哀求。
At this point of time, he cried to God.
他最后。他发现神事实上是没有放弃他的。
And yet he realized that God did not forget about him.
他虽然被藐视，他受苦，可是神并没有厌弃他，神没有离弃他。
Even though he suffered, God did not forget about him.
神让他从苦境转回。
And God allowed him to turn from suffering.
所以他接下去就不住的赞美神。
And so later on, he continuously to praise God.
他不只在他的弟兄当中颂赞神。
Not just within his brethren that he praised God.
他更期待万国的人都能够来敬拜这位独一的神。
He also hoped that all nations can come to worship him.
而且要把这位神所做的事情，他所留下的这个他的公义的作为，一直述说给后代的子孙听。
And he also wished that all the righteous works that have done by God can be passed down to the generations to come.
那所以诗篇二十二篇呢，这是大卫他当时候的心情。他的祈祷也是他的愿望。
And so chapter 22 is his own expressions and also his own feeling as well as his own wish.
但是在圣灵的感动底下，这一篇诗篇成为预言耶稣基督他在十字架受苦的经典。
But within the spiritual spirit movement, that this chapter become one of the classic chapter talking about Lord Jesus suffering.
在旧约圣经以赛亚书五十三章，啊，预言这个神的仆人。
In Isaiah chapter 53, it prophesies about the servant of God.
要他预言耶稣基督的一生。
And it prophesies about the entire life of Jesus Christ.
诗篇二十二篇特别针对耶稣基督的受苦做详细的预言。
And Psalm chapter 22, it used a detailed description to talk about the suffering of Lord Jesus Christ.
从第一节到第二十一节，这是一个段落，它重点都在讲主耶稣基督的受苦。
From verse 1 through verse 21, it all this describe about the suffering of Lord Jesus.
这位受膏者，他为了人的罪啊，被钉死在十字架上。
This anointed one, and for the sins of many, that he was crucified on the cross.
那从二十二节到三十一节，这是第二个段落。
And from verse 22 through 31, it's another section.
这是神这个受膏者呢，他从死里复活。
And this talks about the anointed one is resurrected from death.
神应允了他的祈求。
And God had listened to his prayer.
他也得到荣耀。
And he was also glorified.
那他的作为要被万民敬拜颂赞。
And his works will be worshipped and praised by all nations.
啊，所以啊，神是听人祷告的神。
So God is a God that listens to people's prayers.
最后，那个是以一个非常完美的颂赞结束的。
So at the end, it used a perfect praise to end this chapter.
这位复活的主，他的作为要被世世代代的传颂。
And this Lord of Resurrection will be praised and talked about to the generations to come.
啊，所以在诗篇的二十二篇呢，我们要来看看，来思想啊，耶稣基督在十字架上他所受的苦。
So from reading chapter 22, let us think about the sufferings that Lord Jesus had suffered on the cross.
我们来看一节经节，请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 1.
我们把书签放在诗篇二十二篇哈，等一下会一直回来看这一篇。
Let's bookmark Psalm 22 and we will refer it back.
彼得前书一章的第十一节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 11.
我们请读十节十一节，请读。
Let's read verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care. 11. Trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
十二节。
Verse 12. It was revealed to them.That they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
那这一段在论到基督的救恩。
This passage talks about the salvation of God.
那古时候的圣徒呢，借着神的灵的感动，他们已经预先看明了耶稣基督受苦的实况。
And the saints in the old times, through the movement of spirits, they have already foreseen the incident that happened about
基督受苦
about the suffering of Christ.
然后更看到了主耶稣基督要得到的荣耀。
And they also have seen that.Christ will be glorified.
你看第十二节特别强调说，他们得启示，知道他们所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。
In verse 12, it says, It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves, but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel.
那所以这些信息呢，是为我们写的。
So this message is written for all of us.
那诗篇二十二篇的预言呢，已经实现在主的身上，很明显。
So the prophecies in Psalm chapter 22 has already been fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
我们需要不断的传讲主耶稣基督他的这个救恩。
We need to repeatedly preach about Lord Jesus.
我们在读诗篇，如果我们能够明白这一篇的内容。
If we can understand the content of this Psalm chapter 22,
我们就要跟我们的孩子、我们的朋友、我们的亲人不断的述说。
We need to repeatedly talk about this incident with our children, our friends, and our family.
当我们在受苦的时候
，When we are in suffering,
或者是我们的亲人、我们所认识的人，他们在受苦当中
，Or people that we know are in suffering,
我们有时候要怎么样安慰他们呢？
And how do we comfort them?
因为人的话有时候不会有什么功效。
The word of man, many times may not be very effective.
但是如果我们用主耶稣基督的救恩来对照来说明。
But if we use the salvation of God to compare and contrast,
让他们用诗篇二十二篇里面的内容，让我们的亲友、我们的孩子们去思想主耶稣基督他在十字架所经历过的事。
And allow the children to think about the incidents that happened to the suffering of Jesus Christ.
我们世人所经历的，如果从人间的痛苦来说，基本上都不会像耶稣基督所承受的这么严重。
All the things that happen to man's life,many times cannot compare to the incident that happened to Jesus while he was nailed on the cross.
因为我们都还没有经历过被神真正离弃的滋味。
Because we have not actually tasted the feeling that we are abandoned by God.
但是耶稣基督在十字架就经历这样的痛苦。
But while Jesus was on cross, he experienced this feeling.
他忍耐了所有的苦难。
He persevered all the tribulations.
那让我们今天可以得到这个救恩。
So that today we can receive this salvation.
所以有时候如果想想耶稣基督他所受的苦，在对照我们自己现在所经历的。
So if we think about the suffering of Jesus and then compare to the sufferings that we have today,
我们就会发现其实我们的苦是可以忍受，也算不得什么。
We'll realize that our suffering is nothing.
我们现在看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章第七节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7.
五章第七节。
Chapter 5 verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was.Heard because of his reverent submission.
第八节
Verse 8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
第九节
Verse 9. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
那这一段圣经在讲主耶稣基督在肉体受苦。
In here it described physically Jesus was suffering.
他大声哀哭，流泪祷告。
He cried out loud and shed his tears.
他恳求那能救他免死的主啊。
He asked the Lord that can take him away from death.
但是他却经历了被神离弃的滋味。
Yet he experienced the feeling of being abandoned,
forsaken.
Forsaken.
那他是又经历了人对他的藐视。羞辱
and he also experienced the mocking of men.
这一切主耶稣基督都忍受了。
All these things, Lord Jesus, he had persevered.
他因为所受的苦难学了顺从。
Because of all the sufferings, he learned submission.
就是他顺服天父的旨意。
Because he submits to the will of God.
因着受苦，他也成为完全。
And because of suffering, he was made perfect.
所以救恩就成全了。
And therefore, salvation was complete.
我们今天才有盼望。
And that's why today we have hope.
所以他成为我们信心的创始者。
That is why he is the creator of our faith.
Not author. 这是我们信心的作创始神中的耶稣，就是他是他因着有他，我们才有这个信心的。
And therefore, because of him, that we can have this faith.
我们现在来看诗篇第二十二篇第一节。
Let's turn to Book of Psalms, chapter 22, verse 1.
来进一步的来思想耶稣基督在十字架上所完成的。
And so let's think deeply about the work that Christ completed on the cross.
二十二篇第一节说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀恨的言语呢？”
Verse 1: My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning.
第二节：“我的神啊，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。”
Verse 2: Oh my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and am not silent.
这两节就在说明一个人他尝到了被神离弃者的被神离弃的时候他的哀哭。
And in this passage, we can experience for someone who was being abandoned or forsaken by God, it is he cried out with his true feelings.
马太福音二十七章的第四十六节就是主耶稣在十字架上所讲的话，就是这句话。
And Book of Matthew chapter 27 verse 46, Lord Jesus himself also speak of these phrase.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
就这个时候。主耶稣基督他为人尝了实味。
And at this time, Lord Jesus, he has tasted death.
他经历了神掩面不看他的情境。
He experienced the feeling that God had turned away from him.
这里他说我的神我的神。
And here it says, my God, my God.
这个在强调当时候这个受膏者基督他跟神的关系。这位神是他的父。
And here he emphasizes the relationship the anointed one have with God.
他是神的爱子。
That this person is the beloved son of God.
但是这个慈爱的天父竟然对他的哀哭好像充耳不闻。
But this merciful father seems like he does not care about the cry of the son.
他当时候你看他呼喊，昼夜不住的呼喊。
And he cried out day and night.
所以他说为什么？为什么不救我？
Why have you not why are you not saving me?
为什么要离弃我？
And why you forsaken me?
为什么不听我的哀恨的言语？
Why have you not hearing the words of my groaning?
为什么不应允我的呼求呢？
Why do you not answer.
就是但这充满了很多的疑问。
And there are so many questions.
因为当一个人在受苦的时候这是很自然的反应。
Because when a person is suffering, this is his natural reaction.
在说明主耶稣基督在十字架上所受的苦真的远超乎我们人能够想象的。
It is saying that the experience Lord Jesus had while he was suffering on the cross is something we cannot imagine.
这是天父的旨意。
This is the will of God.
所以这个爱子在呼求的时候，这个天父他就忍着，不要回答他。
So when the beloved son was crying, the father he tried to preserve himself not to say anything.
这个时候的天父他的心是何等的伤痛。
And at this time, the father's heart must be really be in pain as well.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Book of Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
第十节。
Verse 10. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his land.
你看这里特别提到这个天父真神呢，他说定义要把这个爱子压伤，让他受苦。
And here it describes that the Lord will crush him and cause him to suffer.
就是要把他当作赎罪祭，是为全人类的罪而献上的。
And it is to treat him and his life a guilt offering for the whole nations.
但是他最终会看见他的后裔，而且是延长年日。
But at the end, he will see his offspring and prolong his days.
说神所喜悦的是要在他的手中亨通。
And the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
也就是说，神救赎的这个计划能够在他的手上完成，能够让神所爱的人进入他的国度。
And so that the salvation of God will be completed through his hand, and all nations will be saved.
没有这位受苦的爱子，就没有人类的救恩了。
And without the
受苦的爱子，这个。
Without the suffering,
神所爱的儿子受苦。
Without the suffering son, who is beloved by God, then there is no salvation.
那受苦之后，最后就看到亨通。
And after the suffering, we will see he prosper.
所以当时候十字架上的主他在呼喊的时候
，So while Jesus Christ was crying on the cross,
那你看天父真神哦，他就是能够忍耐，就是让他继续受苦。
God in heaven, he preserved himself and continued to allow the Son to suffer.
神的意念高过人的意念。
God's will is higher than man's will.
当时候主在十字架上呼喊，他并没有任何埋怨神的意思。
While Jesus was crying on the cross, he was not actually complaining to God.
他当时候在表达他所受到的苦是何等难以忍受。
He was expressing the suffering he experienced with so much pain.
因为22章22篇接下来第三节，他想到一件事。
Because in chapter 22 verse 3, he thought about one thing.
第三节到第五节，就是基督在受苦的时候，他纪念神的特质以及神过去对他所爱的百姓所做过的事。
And while he was suffering, he remembered.The things that the Lord had done for him.
第三节说你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
Verse 3, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel.
我们的祖宗依靠你，他们依靠你就解救他们了。
In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them.
他们哀求你就蒙解救，他们依靠你就不羞愧。
They cried to you and were saved in you, they trusted and were not disappointed.
你看他想到神过去的作为。
And so he thought about all the deeds that the Lord had done.
神是百姓的依靠。
God is the refuge of his people.
你看神的百姓一呼求，他就解救了。
Once the people of God cry out, he will deliver them.
在敌人面前就不羞愧了。
And in front of the enemies,they will not be disappointed.
但是现在我哀求你，你却没有回应。
But at this point, I cry out to you, you have not listened.
所以这个是这位天父在这个爱子身上特殊的作为，并不是这个天父的爱失落了。
And so this is a special work that the Father had toward his son. It is not because of
不是说神没有爱了。
It is not because the Lord does not have love.
不是神不爱这个儿子的。
It is not that God does not love this son.
而是在这个儿子身上要成就一件极大的工作。
But it is that he can complete this great work through the son.
只有这个儿子才能够完成。
And only through this son can be completed.
这是神特殊的恩典。
This is the special grace of God.
那在受苦的时候，主耶稣基督他是这样的一个情景。
And while Lord Jesus was suffering, this is what happened.
他受到的除了肉体的痛苦之外，接下去他描述他在心理上、心灵里面那个更深层的痛。
And besides the physical pain, he also talk about his inner pain.
第六节说：“我是虫，不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。”
Verse 6, but I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people.
第七节说：“凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们 撇嘴摇头说，你要把自己交托神，神可以 救他吧，神既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
Verse 7, all who seek me mock me, they hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, let the Lord rescue him, let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
你看这里他说他是虫， 像人就可以一脚把他踩死那种一点都没有价值 的东西。
In here he says, I am like a worm, which is very easily crushed with the feet of men.
被人羞辱、藐视、耻笑。
And was scorned by men and despised by people.
主耶稣基督他所经历的，在马太福音二十七章从四十一节开始，就是描述这一段。
And so in Matthew chapter 27, starting verse 41, it describes what happened to Lord Jesus.
那当时候兵丁，从官长到兵丁到百姓，你看都是藐视耶稣基督的。
From the soldiers all the way to the whole congregation, they all despise Lord Jesus.
那所以这里在让我们看到，有时候我们跟随主的人哦，也会遇到这个心灵上的受伤的。
So sometimes people that follow the Lord may also experience inner pain.
你看我们信靠主，
because when we trust in God,
我们可以祷告，
we can pray.
但是有时候我们有病痛，我们有困难。
But sometimes we may have illness or have a tribulation in life.
我们祈求神帮助我们，祈求神为我们解决。
We ask God for His help and ask Him to resolve the problem for us.
好像神都没有马上回应我们的要求。
But God does not immediately grant our request.
那这个时候，你看，当我们的朋友、我们周围的人，他们知道我们是信耶稣的，我们可以有神可以祷告。
So the friends among us, they know we believe in God. They know we rely on God.
他们通常也都会说，你信的神不是真的吗？你的神如果是真的，为什么不救你呢？
They will always also say that on your God would save you from all the sufferings you face.
那这个时候，我们能不能够忍受这样的别人的耻笑？
At this time, will we be able to endure the mockings from the people around us?
面对别人在轻视我们的信仰的时候，我们能够站立得住吗？
While others despise our own faith, will we be able to stand firm?
我们对神的信心会不会失落呢？
Will we lose our faith toward God?
如果我们能够看清楚基督在十字架上所经历的，他所讲的，他所忍受的，
If we can clearly understand the experience and the sufferings that Lord Jesus faced while he was on the cross,
我们的信心就会增加。
Then our faith will increase.
因为第九节到第十一节，
Because verse 9 through 11,
这是基督在十字架上的他的哀求，
and this,
以及他肯定他对天父的信心。
This is the cry of Lord Jesus as well as his faith toward God.
第九节说，你是叫我出母腹的，我在母怀里，你就使我有依靠的心了。
Yet you brought me out of the womb, you made me trust in you even at my mother's breast.
第十节说，我自出母胎就被交在你的手里，从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
Verse 10, from birth I was cast upon you, from my mother's womb you have been my God.
十一节说，求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。
Verse 11, do not be far from me,For trouble is near, and there is no one to help.
这里这一段在强调说，自从我出生还没有出生以前，你就是我的神，我的生命就是你指定的。
In here, emphasize that even before I was born, you are my God.
表示，你看，基督呢，他很清楚他的生命、他的工作、他的意义在哪里。
And that is to say, Christ, he know clearly his meaning of life.
是你使我有依靠的心的。
It is you that made me trust you.
我们的生命的每一个阶段都是神的安排。
Every stage of our life is being arranged by God.
哦，所以自从我母亲生我，你就是我的神。
Ever since I was born by my mother, you are my God.
这对神十分的肯定。
And this is a deep assurance toward God.
我们是蒙神喜悦的人。
And we are the ones that are pleasing to God.
当时候在藐视基督人第八节是说，如果神喜悦你，应该可以救你啊。
And those people that are mocking Lord Jesus are saying, if the Lord that you believe can save you.
但是我们知道神喜悦我们，但是他也可以让我们受苦。
But we know that even though God would be pleasing to us,
神喜悦我们也可以让我们受苦。
So even though God pleases us, we are pleasing to God, but He can also allow us to suffer.
所以神的喜悦不一定是说你这个人就是没有苦。
And so while we please toward God, and we may also experience suffering.
所以这里他一直强调说，你就是我的神，我的一切都是你安排的。
And here it emphasizes that you are my God. Everything that I have.Is arranged by you.
这个慈爱的神，他的天，他的特质没有改变。
And this special God, his special characteristics does not change.
十一节特别强调说，求你不要远离我。
And verse 11 it says that do not be far from me.
第十九节再讲一次。
Verse 19 it also says,
主啊，求你不要远离我，我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。
But you, O Lord, be not far off. O my strength, come quickly to help me.
那所以从第十二节开始到第十八节。
So from verse 12 through verse 18.
那这个就是基督在十字架上他最后所经历的。
This is the last experience Christ had while he was on the cross.
被钉在十字架上的时候。
While he was nailed on the cross,
他肉体所经历的苦
the suffering he faced physically,
他像那个凶猛的野兽四面围住他要吞吃他
it is like roaring lions tearing and also surrounding him.
他说他的第十四节说，我如水被倒出来了，我的骨头都脱了节，我的心在我里面融化了。
Verse 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart has turned to wax.
他说我的精力都枯干了，我的舌头贴在牙床上了。
And my strength is dried up like a pot shred, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth.
你将我安置在死地的尘土中啊。
And you lay me in the dust of death.
那所以这里我们就看到这一段在马太福音在马可福音路加福音都有很清楚的描述主受苦的时候的情景。
And this passage is also being described in Matthew, Luke, and Mark.
第十六节说，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
Verse 16, dogs have surrounded me, a band of evil men has encircled me, they have pierced my hands and my feet.
约翰福音十九章的第三十四节就是这个兵丁拿那个枪去扎主耶稣的肋旁。
In John chapter 19 verse 34, it is describing a soldier piercing through the side of the Lord Jesus.
那所以这个就是在讲主耶稣基督他在十字架上最后死亡的时候他的情景。
And this describes what happened at the end.Of Jesus' life on the cross.
第十八节说，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣拈阄。
Verse 18, they divided my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing.
这在约翰福音十九章也有具体的描述。
And this is also can be seen or recorded similar incident in John chapter 19.
这些苦，如果我们仔细想一想
，If we think deeply about these sufferings.
整个身体的重量是被三根钉子把它挂在木头上的。
The entire weight of the body is being put on the three nails.
那被立起来。
And then is being stood up.
在那个炎热的烈日底下。
At a torching weather.
然后在那个血就这样流干了。
And blood was being bleeded out and dried out.
底下的人就是一片的这个讥笑声。
And there are many mockings and laughs in the congregation.
最后他说我的神我的神为什么要离弃我。
At the end, he says, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
但是内心里面他实际上是求第十九节说主啊求你不要远离我。
And, but yet in his heart,he was actually thinking about, oh Lord, do not be far off.
快来救我。
And please, come quickly to help me.
一直到第二十一节说，救我脱离狮子的口。
And until verse 21, rescue me from the mouth of the lions.
然后第二十一节 的下半句呢，就是一个巨大的转变。
And the second sentence of verse 21 is a great transition.
你已经应允我，使我脱离野牛的角。
And save me from the horns of the wild oxen.
有一些翻译的译本呢，他们是说救我这个苦命啊，脱离野牛的角。救我的这个苦的生命啊，脱离野牛的角。
And some translations translate that the life.That rescue me from,
就是一样是这个凤子凤的孕，就是他意思是说，也是一个祈求神你来救我。
It is a crying to God to save him.
但是我们现在中文的和本呢，他是说已经应允我，就是神已经垂听我祈求了。
And in the newer translation or NIV, it's says that you have heard my cries.
那这个就是在这个神的时候，其实是神真的垂听了他这个爱子的祷告。
And so, in reality, God have already listened to the cries of the Son.
当这个基督在十字架受苦的时候，
While Christ was suffering on the cross,
他一开头是说主啊，我的神我的神，为什么离弃我
？In the beginning, he says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
我们现在看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
到最后他这样说。
At the end, he says this.
路加福音二十三章的四十六节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last.
这是十字架七言里面的最后一句了。
And this is the last phrase while Christ was on the cross.
主耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你的手里。
And Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
他本来是大声喊说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
In the beginning, he cried loudly, Oh God, Oh God, why have you forsaken me?
但是最后，主说，我把我的灵魂再交给你了。
And at the end, Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
其实这已经说明，这个天父真神跟基督再一次的接纳他，所以让他重新回到天父的怀里了。
This is to say that God had once again received Jesus' spirit back to him.
所以当主耶稣最后在十字架完成救恩的时候，他说成了。
So when Lord Jesus complete his work on the cross,
然后
he said it is finished.
然后把他的灵魂交还给天父。
And he entrusted his spirit back to God.
这个就是在第二十二篇的第二十一节这里所说的，你已经应允我，你使我脱离野牛的角。
It is what is described in chapter 22 of book of Psalm verse 21 that your spirit, I give you my spirit.
就是其实 天父他就在等候这个救恩完成这个时候，要重新接纳这个他所爱的儿子。
Because God was waiting for this, for the completion of salvation, and then once again, receive the Spirit of the Son.
那这个也就是这个基督在十字架受苦的最高峰。
And this is the climax of the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ.
最后神接纳他。
At the end, God received him.
也就是说，这个受苦的这个受膏者，他在呼求，最后实际上是神是垂听的。
So this anointed one, at the end, God listened to his cries.
那所以从22篇的22节以后呢？
So starting from verse 22 of chapter 22,
那这个整个的描述就开始不一样 的那个内涵了。
And it describes a complete different descriptions.
第二十二节说：“我要将你的名传给我的弟兄，在会中我要赞美你。
”And verse 22, I will declare your name to my brothers in the congregation, I will praise you.
你们敬畏神的人要赞美他，雅各的后裔要荣耀他，以色列的后裔要惧怕他。
23, you who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel.
第二十四节说，因为他没有藐视憎恶受苦的人，没有向他掩面受苦之人的呼吁的时候，他就垂听。
Verse 24, for he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cries for help.
所以从二十二节以后，他就在整个的内容就在讲基督复活了。
And so from verse 22 and onward, it talks about the resurrection of Christ.
天父真神他垂听了受苦之人的祈求。
And God in heaven had listened to the cry of the Son.
他没有忘记他受苦的百姓。
He did not forget about the suffering of his people.
他没有向他们掩面。
He did not turn away from them.
他只是在忍耐。
He was only persevering.
忍耐要让神的救恩真的实现完成。
So that the salvation of God can be completed.
最后要带出荣耀颂赞。
And at the end, he will bring out a glory and praise.
那所以主耶稣基督他复活以后
，So when Jesus resurrected again,
我们就会发现那个他的门徒啊，他们那个喜乐平安是之前所没有意想到的。
So we can see that his disciples, peace was not what they expected.
我们现在看一下希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
是，我们看第十一节、十二节哈。
Let's read verse 11 and 12. 11. Both the one who makes man holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. 12. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises.
这个十二节就是从诗篇二十二篇二十二节引出来的。
And verse 12 is a reference to Psalms chapter 22, verse 22.
主耶稣他复活以后，首先赞美他的就是他的门徒。
After Lord Jesus resurrected, the first thing that he did was praising his disciples.
那他的他还是首先向他的门徒显现的。
He also revealed himself to his disciples.
所以我要将你的名传给我的弟兄。
So I will declare your name to my brothers.
在会中我要赞美你。
In the congregation, I will praise you.
所以这个赞美神所得到的赞美，首先是从神的会，就是教会。
So when God receives the praises, it is through the church, the congregation first.
所以我们认识主人一定会大声赞美他。
For those who know God, they will praise him loudly.
那接下来呢？他说在以色列，在雅各的后裔以色列后裔都要赞美他，要惧怕他。
And the descendants of Jacob and Israel will revere him.
敬畏神的人都要赞美他。
And those who fear God will praise him.
那所以这个赞美的赞美神的人会扩张到那些凡寻求神的人，最后都会来赞美这位耶稣基督。
So those who praise God are those who fear God will come to him at the end.
那这个赞美的话其实是神给的。
And so the words of praise are actually given by.
所以二十五节说，我在大会中赞美你的话是从你而来的。
That's why in verse 25, from you comes the theme of my praises in the great assembly.
所以你看主耶稣基督的他这个救恩，最后要被众人所称赞。
So the salvation of Jesus Christ will at the end praised by the whole nation.
今天其实很多人他们如果认识知道主耶稣的故事。
So if there are many people that know about the story of Jesus Christ,
他们会受感动。
They will be moved.
就是说一个人他是个无罪的，他为什么甘愿为人经历这一切的这个苦呢？
For someone who is sinless, why would he want to experience and take on the sufferings of others?
所以有些人他们是看到圣经的描述就感受到主耶稣基督的爱。
Some people when they read about the description of the Bible and then they
然后他们就想要来认识这位主。
Then they will wantTo come to know this God.
因为没有爱是不可能做到的。
Because without love, there is no way that they will do this.
所以主耶稣就在我们做罪人的时候，他为我们死这件事情，其实感动很多很多人。
So, while we were sinners, God saved us from all the sins. This is something that have touched a lot of people.
那接下去呢？最后。在22篇的第27节说
，In chapter 22, verse 27, it says, "All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before Him."
28节
，28, for dominion belongs to the Lord, and He rules over the nations.
这个就是最后列国的万族都要来敬拜这位基督。
So all the nations and will come and worship him.
他们就要来想念神的救恩了。
They will come and remember.
And, 然后最后会归顺他，就是会顺服这个救恩。
And will also turn to the Lord.
那这个就是最后主耶稣基督这个福音要传遍地极给万民。
So the salvation of Christ will be preached.To the end of the earth.
最后，众人都要在他面前下拜。
And then all nations will bow down before him.
所以第二十九节说，地上一切丰肥的人必吃喝敬拜，凡下到尘土中不能存活自己性命的人，都要在他面前下拜。
Verse 29, all the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him. Those who cannot keep themselves alive.
就是说，我们今天是凡是神所造的世人，没有一个。例外不需要向这位主下拜的。
And no one, it means that everyone that is being created.
因为我们每个人都会下到尘土里面，不能够救自己。
Because all will go down to the dust.
我们每个人都会死亡，归于尘土。
And we cannot save ourselves because we will all die.
所以这最后所有的万民都要在神面前下拜。
And that is why.All nations will bow down before him.
这个就是最后耶稣基督再临的时候，万民都要在他面前。
And this is why when Lord Jesus comes again, all nations will be in front of him.
他再来的时候就成为一个荣耀审判的主。
When he comes once again, he will be the Lord that will be glorified.
这是主耶稣基督还要再来的预言。
And this is the prophecies that.The Lord will come once again.
那第三十节说，必有后裔要侍奉他，主所行的事必传给后代。
And verse 30, posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord.
今天神给我们一个使命。
Today, God gave us a commission.
就是我们要把主的这个救恩述说给我们的后代听。
That is, we need to, talk about the incidents to our next generation.
我们需要来侍奉他。
We need to serve him.
让这个信仰能够代代的相传。
So that faith can be passed down generations to generations.
然后更需要进一步的把这个救恩传给更多人听。
And also preach this salvation so that more people can listen.
要讲明主耶稣基督所成就的这个救恩的工作。
And speak clearly about the completion that Lord Jesus had done.
让主耶稣基督他是他的这个救恩啊，可以真的在我们身上啊得到实现，很完美。
So that the salvation of Christ can be perfected in our life.
主耶稣基督他是自己舍上他的生命的。
And Lord Jesus, he sacrificed his life.
他本来就是一个生命的主。
He was originally the Lord of life.
现在看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十七节。
Verse 17. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again.
十八节。
Verse 18. No one takes it from me, but I laid it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father.
那这就是主耶稣基督他是个好牧人。
And here it describes that Lord Jesus, he is the good shepherd.
他把他的命为我们舍去。
He sacrificed his life for us.
但是他有权柄再拿回来。
But he also has the authority to take it back.
他要复活成为一个牧者。
He will resurrect again and become the shepherd.
要来照顾凡跟从他的羊。
To tend his sheep that follow him.
所以诗篇二十二篇之后，二十三篇。神是我的牧者。
And that's why after chapter 22 in Psalm chapter 23, God is my shepherd.
这复活的主要成为我们的牧人。
This Lord of resurrection will be my God.
他要带给我们生命更丰盛。
And he will give us abundant life.
让我们常常能够思想十字架的救恩。
Let us constantly think about the salvation of Christ.
想想我们从主耶稣所领受的，我们怎么来回报他的爱。
Think about what we receive from the Lord so that we can repay him.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
七十六首。
Verse, hymn number 76.
future sin. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. This all that I can do. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
请求主耶稣基督赐给我们信心。
Let us ask God to give